Look at Revelation 13, verse 1. End times Bible prophecy here. He says in verse 1, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea." Now, let me just ask you a really hard question. Who's the one who says, who's I in this verse? John. Because he's the one looking at this, right? He's the one who's seeing this. He's seeing this great vision. He says, "I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea." Pretty simple, right? What does the NIV say, Brother Chris?
"The dragon stood on the shore of the sea."
What? If I was John, I'd be offended. "The dragon stood upon the shore of the sea." No, John stood on the shore of the sea. What does the ESV say?
It says, "And I saw a beast rising out of the sea."
Okay, great. So what does the New King James say?
"Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up."
So the New King James and the ESV got it right, then, and if we didn't. New International Version saying that John is the dragon. Okay, go to chapter 8. Chapter 8. And let me say this. You know, there's times in these versions that they do say the right things. Because if it only said wrong things, then everyone would know that they're bad versions completely. They have to add a little bit of truth, right?
Right.
Look at Revelation 8, verse 13. "And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, 'Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound.'" So he says, "I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven." Brother Carey, what does it say?
"As I watched, I heard an eagle that was flying in midair call out in a loud voice."
We were bird watching here? It says an eagle. An angel is not an eagle. Amen. Nor does it say eagle in the underlying text. Right. So you got to ask yourself, where are you getting this from?